Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
It is always a joy. It is always a treat. And today is so special because today we're going to talk about something that's a very misunderstood thing. We're going to talk about receiving. We're going to talk about giving. We're going to talk about how receiving is giving. And we're going to invite you to open up your heart and the mind to the universal truth that what if the greatest giving is when we allow ourselves to receive the fullness of our life experience? What about that? Is that being selfish, Shri? What do you think?
You mean the greatest giving is when I receive?
Oh, my goodness.
I want to talk about that.
We definitely do. And, you know, and we want to talk to you. This is a powerful, big show. Remember that we are here. If you're with us right now live, try to get into the queue. I don't know how many lines are already full, but, hey, give it a shot. If it's your day to get through, you will get through. Just call 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If it's busy when you call, that does mean all of our lines are full. But hey, wait till you hear us take somebody, and then that would be your chance to jump into the queue. And if you're in the queue, you get to listen to the show while you're waiting. It's always a good thing.
And so, beloveds, we are going to be exploring giving and receiving a bit today because this is a misunderstood energy.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it has to do with human psychology. You know, a lot of us are actually doing it right. We just aren't aware that we're doing it right.
Well, you know, I love that you're going there, Shri. And one of the things that we want to jump in with before we go any further is if you're with us right now, whether you've got us in the archives or not, we are entering the last week of October, and it is 2016. It is 2016, the last week of October. This, guys, is a month, especially at the end of the month here, where how have you been navigating the distractions? And this is another reason why we want to talk about today's topic, because the distraction energy that was so and is still, guys, October's not over. Remember, this is going to fall over. It's going to lop over into the first week of November. So I can't tell you this is your last week. You got about 2 weeks left of this stuff. However, remember that when there's that much distraction energy, and this distraction energy is in everything. It is not isolated to one aspect of your life. It will sneak into your physical life, your emotional life, your spiritual life, your mental life, everything. And so how are you being distracted? Are you being distracted by a pity party, poor me syndrome? Are you being distracted by a I have too much to heal syndrome? Are you being distracted by your family, your job, your boss, the presidential campaign in the United States, the politics of the world, the seeming insanity? What's trying to distract you? Because here's, it's almost like I want to do a drum roll, right? You know, drum roll, please. Because here's the good news. The good news is with distraction energy that high, so is the miracle manifestation energy. And I know for Shri and I, we have been doing everything in our power in October. I almost feel sequestered in many ways, other than these amazing Sundays that we get to be with you. But what we have been doing is creating, and guys, get on our email list, right? Go to shriandkiraradio.com, click on, join the newsletter, get on it, because November 1, we are rolling out so many things that it's extraordinary. And I love that our distraction has been all this wonderful creation energy.
Well, there's creation energy available for all of us. Distraction is the energy that it, let's just say it resists the manifestation of new creation by doing lesser creations.
Absolutely.
And one of the things going on our planet is there's so much of this energy. I'm calling it distraction. It's an energy that separates you from your soul's mission.
Yeah,
it's energy that
so.
Separates you from your authenticity. Mm-hmm. The distraction is that which would amuse the ego rather than satisfy the soul.
Yes.
And this is going on, especially in the field of politics and the global stuff. And there's a series of events coming. There's more and more of this distraction. It's going to ramp up.
Well, it is. And make sure you go to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, and subscribe to our channel. You want to get the videos we put out right away on these things.
And so it's really your time to use the distraction as a reminder of that's where I'm not to be. Every time you hear nonsense, every time you see nonsense, every time you realize that people and circumstances are, quote, changing the subject.
Absolutely. Or that people are trying to, especially, I don't want to use the word people. How about those old voices in your head that are distracting you away from what could be the greatest miracle moment of your life? Because that's the kind of energy that's here right now in October. Great miracle energy.
Absolutely. And remember, everything, and I mean it, everything in your life is there for you to use in your growth.
Yes.
And so the whole idea of, oh, I don't have time, or I got distracted. I don't think we can use that cop-out anymore.
Well, you know, we recently finished a wonderful, incredible program called Transforming Toxicity. And we're really excited because, Sri, in just another week, we're going to be starting a beautiful coaching process for some people that took that program. However, if you did not take Transforming Toxicity, honest to goodness, guys, please take it. Because, number one, it's incredibly affordable. You can do it at your own pace at home. Just go to SriandKira.com right on the homepage, grab this program, especially before 2017. And if you're hearing us in early 2017, grab this program. It will change you. It will help you. And what we mean by the change is that it opens up the doorway. There is a toxic energy that is floating through this world right now. It's attached to this distraction energy, and you can easily, quickly, and very successfully transform it and succeed through the seeming chaos. Remember, angels, you are not alone. You do not need to feel you're drowning in the chaos, and especially in the distraction. And you know, Sri, that's what brings us back here.
Back to this whole notion of giving and receiving.
Absolutely.
And so there is a question that we want to ask you is, how do you know when you're being selfish? What is being selfish?
That's a great question, Sri.
And I want to offer you a suggested response to that that you can try on, see how this works for you.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying on. Go.
Selfish is when I do something for me at the expense of you. Okay, that is close to what I would call selfish.
Now, remember that the word, I think the operative word there is expense. At the expense of you, or at the detriment of you. That's what you need to think about.
That's selfish. But when me offers something in support of you, that could be called self-full.
I love that.
So we have selfish, which means I am taking.
It's ishy.
And I have versus self-full is I'm sharing the abundance of my gifts, talents, whatever it is.
I love that. And you know, one of the things we're going to be talking about in today's show is the discernment to know the difference. Because oftentimes we may think, oh, but if I do that, I am harming another, because we don't have enough ascended discernment that what we're doing actually is helping them. It actually is self-full. So it's a huge topic, and it's a powerful topic, because I would suspect how many of you out there, either yourselves or someone you know, has given so much of your life force, so much of yourself, that at the end of the day or at the end of the meeting or at the end of the moment or at the end of whatever, you feel exhausted, depleted, like there is nothing left. If you feel that way, if you have ever felt that way, then you're not opening to receive. And oftentimes, this is a subconscious energy. We don't even know we're doing it because we have a lot of other things that support us to not be doing it.
Well, absolutely. And there's a variety of reasons why we would become tired after being in service or in conversation even with others.
Uh-huh.
And one of those is this sense of, well, it's not okay for me to receive. Others
right.
have to come first.
Right.
I'm a good girl, good boy. And perhaps maybe a subconscious belief that I don't really deserve or
Well, there's a whole bunch of things we can talk about
And we don't need to unwind all of that except to suggest that we notice. Yeah. Pay attention to how it's going for you. When you've been helpful and in service to others, the question I might ask you is, did they want it? Did they acknowledge it?
Uh-huh.
And do you acknowledge yourself?
Well, you know, those are important things. Maybe people should write those down.
Did they want it? Did they acknowledge receiving it? And are you acknowledging yourself? Because
I just need to take a breath on that. I think a lot of people, those are very powerful insights, Sri.
You know, when we give things that people don't ask for, that can be tiring.
That we will be talking about that more in the second half of the show.
You know,
unsolicited advice.
You know, what in you thinks they need what you're offering?
Well, and what in you, well, we're not even going to go there. We will go there in the second half of the show because it's a powerful part of this topic.
But it's important to recognize that there is a respect involved. If you are offering something, does the other person actually want what you're offering? If so, you've got an agreement.
Well, and are they mirroring back receiving?
Yes.
This is one of the greatest gifts. And now I want to also chat, you know, as far as receiving, our phone lines might already be full. I don't know, but they are filling.
I see one line open,
I think. Well, maybe, we don't know.
Let's see.
So you can give a call at 888-627-6008 if you want to get into the queue. Like I said, it might still be open. We don't know. Also, remember, you can send us an email, and we're actually going to be leading off with one of those today. And you can send us an email simply to guest at Sri and Kira Radio. Again, that's guest at SriandKiraRadio.com. We get a lot of emails. We do our best to get to all of you as quickly as we can. And, you know, Sri, I wanted to, because this email really came in and I think really sets the stage as part of today's topic. So I thought we'd maybe start with one of our emails.
Absolutely. Well, the title of this is Brave Question and Ready for the Answer.
That's giving and receiving. I am giving you my bravery and I am ready to receive an answer. I love that.
All right. Let me share this with you. It starts off, Dear Sri and Kira, it's Claudia from New Jersey. I met you both in Albuquerque in 2009 for an EVASA training, and I've been with you before and after that weekend.
Hi, Claudia. So good to hear from you, Angel.
I'm hoping you'll read and answer my email because I think my question might be one that most people don't ask but wonder about. And maybe my question, with its brutal honesty, can help or comfort others like me.
I love this, Claudia. I love it.
All right,
give it to me. What's the brutal? Let's hear it.
I turned 36 on the 4th of this month.
Woohoo!
And I've never felt so stuck.
Mm.
I bravely quit my unhealthy job in July and have been literally unable to get myself back into the world. I'm not immersed in the drama of the world stage. Honestly, I've never followed the masses, so I know that's not the problem. I'm insecure in myself in many ways, and sometimes even fearful of my future, down to the smallest mundane tasks, like grocery shopping. What's going on? This is not me. I wonder, am I under some kind of psychic attack? Maybe even my own? Can you give me any insight? With love and appreciation for your work and the light you carry, Claudia.
Oh, Claudia, angel. Number one, absolutely true. You have the courage of the lioness. And what a gift that you have given yourself to say, I will walk into that pathway where I'm not sure what's going to be happening in my future. And truly, Sri and I sit here and honor you for your courage. Because in the courage that you have given yourself by saying, I know this job does not serve me, I know I need to take another step, what you did last July was open up a portal of vast, rapid ascension escalation. Now, that means, and part of why we wanted to lead with your question and your email today, is because what that means is that you have opened up to receive. And in order to fully anchor that gift, it means that it's time to let go of the self-imposed doubt and fear. When you say, you know, I'm actually fearful of my future, down to even going grocery shopping, this is not a psychic attack, and it is not that you are attacking yourself. However, in your case, when I gaze at your full energy field, what I see is that there is, what they're saying is they're calling it a coat. So that's what I'll use. I'll use the word that your guides are giving you. It's like you're wearing a coat that says, I need to wear this coat and not be seen. I need to as much as I had the courage to leave this job and open up this area, I'm not sure I'm doing it right. I'm not sure I can move forward. And they're saying, take off the coat and declare who you are. And this is important. And Sri also wants to share something else, and then I have a little more.
You know, as I gaze into your energy field, what I'm noticing is you did indeed take a stand by quitting your job. However, what's missing for me, what I'm seeing in your fifth chakra, is a need to get centered in your truth. It's one thing to know what you don't want, but I'm going to ask you, what do you want?
Exactly.
And in the, what is your service? What are your gifts? What are your abilities? What are your skills? What have you acquired in the last 36 years that you can deploy in service either to an employer or to your own creative pursuits?
And I love that you are a 9. 3 plus 6, you are in your 9 year. This is all about your mastery. And so are you willing to receive your mastery? And they just keep handing you, I'm watching all these beautiful beings handing you a crown. They're handing you this beautiful like cape instead of the coat. And they're saying, it's right here. Are you willing to receive it? And the final thing that they want you to hear today is the mantra of self-ascension. Start ODing on it. I want you to say it all the time. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And you took Avesa training with us in person. Use the Avesa breath. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. Hand to heart. Deep. Avesa. And allow that deep connection to start guiding your feet and hands. You've got a lot of new connections coming your way. By December, everything has turned around. Receive, release, and rejoice, my angel. Namaste. Thank you for writing.
Well, very beautiful question indeed, because each and every one of us, when we are transitioning to our next level of growth, there is a moment of scariness, you know,
of uncertainty. I think scariness is kind, Sri. Yeah. I think it's terror.
If everything was certain, if everything was easy, where's the development of spiritual tenacity mm-hmm. and trust? Mm-hmm. How do we really grow if mm-hmm. it just is all on a silver platter, so to speak? And there is a paradox here, because once we line up with that which we took birth to do, it does get easier.
Yeah.
Things do flow. And there are moments when the inner child kind of goes, oh, wait a minute, I'm not sure about this.
Right.
And that your ascended heart needs to stretch out its wings and go, we will walk through this together.
You know, and that's where we start looking at discernment. You know, in order to understand that giving is receiving, thereby receiving is giving, it invites us into an ascended refinement, into a discernment over that base energy, right? You know, I think for many, many, many people, regardless of your religious foundation, there does seem to be the pervasive energy, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And that is so true on so many levels. However, it is a fallacy. It is not more blessed to give than receive. Forgive me.
And you know, it's one of those dogmas that actually had a positive intent when it was created.
Or, I just have to jump in here, how do we know it wasn't misinterpreted? There have been so many misinterpretations. How do we know that it really wasn't written as, it is more blessed to give and receive? I mean, let's look at that. You know, the translation of the translation of the translation.
That's
because
true.
When we say it that way, it feels better. It is true, and we know it to be true.
And one of the discernments, I remember learning this lesson many years ago when my parents decided that we were going to spend Thanksgiving, you know, serving food to the poor.
Uh-huh.
And I think many people have had this experience of being in service uh-huh. on Thanksgiving. And of course, as a youngster, I was not interested in that.
You wanted your turkey and slaw and mashies.
I wanted to fill up, not delay my gratification.
Uh-huh.
However,
how old were you?
I was about 12.
Okay, all right.
And what I learned, and I know there's nothing unique about this, I just want us all to kind of touch in with it for a moment, is that while I was there doing the service, you know, filling the plates, washing the dishes, etc., helping out someone else, I moved into a space of noticing that it was having a positive effect, that people were happy to receive. I noticed that I felt that I was in flow with something intangible. Mm. And that's that awakening. This is the piece I really want to communicate. It moved me out of it's all about me to, oh, there is an energy here.
It's about we.
There's a we. Yeah, there's yeah, something about yeah, harmony here.
Yep, it's a lift.
And for a 12-year-old who grew up in a rather capitalistic family, that was a moment where I went, there's a satisfaction here. There was a blessing. And that's why I jumped on the words, it's more blessed to give than receive. It's not that it's more blessed. It's blessed to give
and
it's
receive.
Blessed to receive.
Exactly. And I will still maintain that that is a misinterpretation designed by those that seek to control dogmatic traditions to get money, in all honesty.
Absolutely. And this one insight was given to me back then of there is another energy at work, and to become aware of it offered a balancing effect to me.
Yeah.
Now, let's scroll forward. You know, we opened the show talking about what about those times when you're giving, and you feel all depleted? Are you noticing whether there's a balancing effect?
This is important. And what do you mean by that?
What I mean is sometimes when we give, we have an expectation that it will be received at the level of the giving.
Well, that's because we're giving with expectation, which means
exactly.
We're not giving at all. It means we're doing something from a whole different energy.
We're creating a tally of how many chips are
exactly
on my side of the board.
Exactly, and this is part of what we're talking about in part two of today's show. So a lot going on today.
And so when we are in a place of fatigue, it's a wonderful learning moment. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, was it really asked for what we gave, and was it acknowledged? Because when we give something that we believe was asked for and it's not acknowledged, I think it's important to take a moment and ask the recipient, did it work? Did you receive it? Is my effort being noticed here? And what I mean by that is when we give without any sense of acknowledgement, whether that acknowledgement comes from us noticing the effect or whether it comes from the recipient honoring or acknowledging the effect, we will get depleted. We need to either sense that energy ourselves, that this indeed was of value, or we need to hear it from another.
Or we need to let go of the attachment to the outcome.
There's the next level. Everything has refining levels of discernment. Everything.
And you begin where you begin.
Absolutely.
You know, you really do. And, you know, Sri, speaking about beginning where we begin, we have all these beautiful callers standing by. And why don't we begin? We have some first-time callers. Why don't we begin with, let's see, at line three, let's say hi to Maria from California.
Hey.
Hi. Namaste.
Namaste. No, sure. I'm calling for two reasons, for a mini soul reading, and also if you could say something about my doggy. He's 12 and he doesn't feel good.
Well, Maria, I am so grateful you got through today. And, you know, it's really your soul reading is kind of both, you know, it's both things combined. So I know that's why you brought it up today. If it's safe for you to do so, I'd love you to bring a hand to your heart, close your eyes if you can, and just allow your breath to get soft and allow your heart to open. And around you right now are three very powerful guides. However, two of them are actually guides that are, the word they want me to use is in divine harmony between you and your dog. And these guides have come forward because your dog is at a moment where it's getting ready to enter another phase. And what your dog does with this phase is not decided yet. And they're saying that you are in a moment also where you are being asked to claim your power and move into another phase in your life. And so your dog is aware of this and modeling for you. Are you ready? Are you ready? This amazing, beautiful creature is also willing to offer to you all of the ascended energy that it is carrying to assist you if you need it. And so the key for you, and I love that you got through today and that you're our first caller, this is the perfect moment of giving and receiving. your dog is giving you back thanks for the love and care and bond that the two of you have. And you are receiving that energy while you are giving your dog your love and attention and presence. And this sacred harmony will serve you well, because for you, my angel, it's ironic, you're resonating with the number 12. And it's funny because, you know, if you take the number 12, 1 + 2 = 3, and then you have these three guides around you. So everything is coming back to confirm this for you, that it's important for you to kind of take that deep breath, know that things are getting ready to shift into a different direction, and that this is good and that it's positive, and to sit with your beautiful dog, call in those guides, and you will have the answer you're looking for very, very clearly. And so it is an honor to connect with you both. And I'm really grateful you got through today, honey. Many blessings.
Whoa. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
Well, it's beautiful. You know, the animals in our lives.
Oh, my gosh. That's a whole show.
It truly is.
We will do that as a show.
It truly is. It's important to acknowledge that all living things have consciousness.
Oh, absolutely.
And that especially when we're dealing with mammals, you're dealing with a soul energy,
yes.
not just call it undifferentiated consciousness. And so they have a mission as you have a mission. And when the collaboration is working, both are lifted.
They really are. And, you know, I was just sitting here reflecting upon how you and I in our 13 years together have been so blessed to have so many four-legged creatures be with us. And we've had some that we have had to say goodbye to that transitioned way too early. And every time one of them transitioned, we had the honor of experiencing the ascended presence that was walking within them.
It's sort of like a birth of a grand surprise.
It really is an incredible honor to know that this being, this beloved being, came in that form to be part of the journey. Mm-hmm. And it's really quite remarkable. And, you know, speaking of beings in form that are part of our journey, why don't we say hi to another caller?
We can do that. We're going to head to line 2 and say hi to Mary from Colorado.
Namaste, Mary. Welcome.
Hello, guys. Nice to talk
hi.
To you.
You too.
Well, I think I'm doing pretty darn good with the distraction energy, because it's everywhere. I think I'm doing really well, and noticing when my boundaries get weak. Mostly I think I'm living in the mystery and trying to stay in that receiving mode and chopping wood, carrying water. I don't know what is ahead for me or how I am to serve. Maybe you have a reading or an insight for me.
What a joy to connect with you today. And really, my heart is just so excited that you got through today and that we're having this moment of connection. I so enjoy the way that you were describing your life experience right now, because everything around you really supports that. You know, when I gaze at your energy field right now, it's very crystalline. It's very flow filled. And what I mean by that is, it's like when I gaze at your energy field, it moves, it flows, it shifts. And what they're saying is that there is a movement upon you that is an opportunity to dive. Everything around you has got these watery experiences, but an opportunity to dive into the greater pool of your divine nature, and that you do not need to be afraid of it or avoid it. It's like you're not really trusting it. It's like you know what you're wanting to do, but you're like, well, I don't know if I want to do that, or should I put the money for that, or the resources for that, or the time for that? The answer is yes. And that it will come back to you in ways that will absolutely not come into you through the conscious mind yet. However, the number 3 is really big in front of you. November, December, January, these 3 months will be the determining energy that will shape the entire next year. And the service that you're going to be called to bring forward, you've actually already started. You're getting flashes of it. The key is to really trust what it is you're being called to move forward with right now and not to doubt it. The distraction is huge, but it wasn't huge enough to stop you from getting through today. And so I see that as a really valid commitment that you're ready to move forward and that this is all going to manifest. Next 3 months, Angel, really important. And trust, trust, trust. Your divine connection is strong, and it's as strong as your beautiful being. So thank you for getting through. I'm so happy to connect with you again, Angel. Many blessings.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste, Angel.
And so each and every one of us is indeed on our journey, and we so delight in witnessing yours. We're going to take a little break right now for a message, and when we get back, we're going to continue.
Ooh, lot of show to go. Some hot topics here about this receiving and giving.
Stay with us. We'll be back soon.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you. And today we are exploring, the fact that we're alive.
And that we're giving, we're receiving, we're living, we're loving, we're saying, hey, how are you? And are you willing? Are you open? Are you ready to let go of the dogma, to let go of the shoulda, woulda, coulda, and have an amazing, balanced, harmonious life?
Because when you really kind of boil it all down.
Oh, I like to boil stuff down.
Well, if you're feeling tired, you're working too hard.
No kidding.
And I mean that a little bit tongue in cheek.
So true.
It might not be that you're working too hard at the job. It might mean that you're working too hard to fake it.
Well,
or
yeah.
It might mean you're working too hard to make it.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
Oh, well, you're testifying. Go for it, dude. I'm here.
If you're tired, you're working too hard. The
in
question
every
is,
way.
How can you relax and lift and let it flow with greater ease?
That sounded like a musical to me.
Well,
relax, lift, and let it flow.
And let it flow.
Yoo-hoo.
Because when we do that, we're actually moving into that zone of the giving and receiving in harmony.
Yeah, very much so.
Because we all are giving. Your life is your service.
Oh, absolutely. Can we just underscore that big letters? Your life is your service, and you deserve because you were born. Take that one in, guys.
You know, if the divine has created the living form that is you, then the fact that you exist is a gift to all.
You know, think about the ultimate giving and receiving. Doesn't it begin with our body?
Yep.
Our body receives our soul, or we would be stillborn. Take that in. The fact that you were born, I deserve because I was born. Your soul came forward and gifted you with the experience of your divine presence, and your body gladly received. That's the ultimate perfect way to start talking about this.
And if you're carrying with you some lifetimes of guilt and shame about receiving whatever those dogmas might be,
let it go.
Well, it's important to remember that you are the divine in form.
Exactly.
And whatever is coming your way is coming for the Most High.
Yep.
It's a gift to God. This is not a personal thing.
Well, you know, when we receive information that makes us feel good, right? Because we let it in,
yeah.
Right? Then what we need to do is give it a voice so we can let it go. Give it its due and then release it back. Giving and receiving, it's a balance.
And this understanding of giving and receiving, it works on so many levels in our life. You know, so we have this fundamental recognition that you took birth, therefore it's time to receive.
Right.
And you took birth with certain skills and abilities, and those are the gifts that you give. There is nothing more, let's just call it frustrating, for lack of a better word right now, than to have creative gifts and not be using them.
Oh, in every way, shape, and form. And how many people do that because they feel they don't deserve, or they're like, who am
or
I?
Or wasn't permitted, or
it
whatever
wasn't,
reason.
Right, exactly.
And so truly, one of the walks in our lives is to line up our lives with our gifts and to find arenas in which we can deploy them.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you're deploying your gifts in the workplace, or you're doing it as a volunteer, or a weekend artist, or singing in the shower, it does not matter as long as the energy is flowing.
Well, you know, and isn't it the truth that every time, guys, there's an infinite supply of universal energy. There really is, and it's boundless, and it's infinite, and it is always present for you to tap into. Yet what it means is you have to be willing to receive it. And you know, I guess, just use ourselves as an example, because, you know, as we mentioned earlier in the first half of the show, during this distraction energy, we have channeled, so to speak, that distraction energy to be a creative force to bring forward some extraordinary things. And remember, you know, no spoiler alert here. It's coming November 1. Get on our newsletter list. Get on it. Go to shreeandkira.com. Get on our newsletter list. Get on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to Official Shree and Kira. Be in top of this information because there's so much coming and we're in such a power moment. This last week of October, first week of November 2016 is going to be something people are going to talk about for a while.
Well, indeed. And this moves us into a whole nother arena because we are in a co-created state.
I'm going to say a coma.
In some ways, society.
Because in some ways
in
we are.
You know, and this brings us, I'm going to sidetrack this.
Okay,
second.
Do.
How many people do you know that you just say, I wish they'd wake up,
mm-hmm.
I wish they'd find their hearts, I wish they'd recognize the deeper meaning or energies at work? And the purpose of those who are asleep is to provide you with the recognition that you're awake.
Well, and this brings us back to something we talked about in the first half of the show, which is attachment to outcomes.
Yeah.
Because if you're attached to thinking somebody needs awake, you're the one that needs to let go. They're playing their role perfectly to help you remember that you are. It is, you know, there's a great mentality on this planet about saviors and about the need to be saved. And that comes from this selfish for being self-full that, you know, I must be saved because obviously I'm not good enough. Thereby, I need somebody else to come in and take my responsibility, do something for me.
You know, if you're hanging on to the belief that there's something wrong with you or you don't deserve, that's selfish.
In many, absolutely. absolutely.
Because that's really just saying that my limited point of view is more important than the divine gift that I was given at my birth.
I hope you guys can hear that with all the love that we're sharing that with you, because that is a selfish energy. This is part of learning that discernment, right? And so when we receive this infinite energy that comes in from the universe, when we receive the infinite wisdom, the inspiration, the creation, the co-creative flow, then we are full to give. Right? We are full to give, and it continues. It's like a circle. Flow, go, bring it in, more. It's so awesome.
Yeah, and to be self-full rather than selfish.
Exactly.
I'm referring to the bigger self here. That self, that soul energy, that recognition of the divine dance that we're all sharing and the willingness to be in service to all, through the deployment of your gifts and your love, creates an abundant flow and puts you on the plateau of gratitude.
I love that, gratitude plateau. We love that.
The gratitude plateau is indeed the calm that is stills all the waters.
And what's nice is there's many gratitude plateaus, because after you spend enough time on the gratitude plateau, you suddenly realize there's a crystalline gateway, there's a crystalline bridge getting ready to take you up to the next one. And, you know, speaking of that, let's look at another email that came in this week that is really powerful for this show.
Okay, we've got an email here from Cassie, and she says she's asking a question for today. It begins, "Hi, Sri and Kira. I am a new follower, but I love what you are both doing for our brothers and sisters worldwide. I wanted to ask for a mini reading and see how I can open my heart and mind to the universal truth that is already in me. I know it seems silly to ask of something that is already in me, but I've forgotten my way, and I desperately want to find my way back to my soul. I would like to know how to tap into the boundless energy to make a positive difference and impact on the world. But I don't know where to start because there are so many options that I feel passionate about. Thank you for your time, Cassie."
Oh, Cassie, what an angel you are. You know, Angel, your email radiates sincerity, love, and presence. And the reason I'm opening with that is it's part of your reading. These three energies, sincerity, love, and presence, are the foundation of all miracle creation. And the energy of your email is radiating this right up. I mean, it's coming right up out of here, just washing over us. And as we're receiving that, what we are doing and what we are being invited to do is to gift that right back to you. Because in your energy field right now, there is an opportunity for you to relax. And the word that keeps coming in is relax, relax, relax. It's not meant to be hard. It's not meant to be challenging. And there is this, the word I want to use is symphony, because that's what it sounds like right now all around you. It's like this symphony, this harmony of the universe that is singing to you, that is playing music with you, and that is suddenly saying to you right now, we are here and you are here with us. All you need do is relax, remember, and reconnect. And so as Sri was reading your email today, they were showing me you just kind of like you were sitting outside. It looked to be a nature setting to me. It was sunny and there were some trees around, and you were just kind of sinking into, it almost looks like a lounge, not quite a lounger, but like a chair that you're kind of really relaxed in. And you just were laughing going, oh my God, it is that easy. It's like it's been in front of you the entire time. And so the key is, how do you tap into that boundless energy? How do you tap into that? By relaxing into the recognition that you have not disconnected from it, and that it is ready to co-create with you. Last but not least, pick up a pen and let it flow. They're saying that you have the ability to bring forward spirit very, very easily. And so in that relaxed state, have a pen, a paper, a journal, whatever. Put the pen to the paper and don't think about it. Just do it and let whatever needs to come through. And from there, it will springboard all the rest of the actions. And so, Cassie, you're a love. You're an angel. Three magic things: sincerity, love, and presence. They will shift you into miracle manifestation. Many blessings, Angel.
Well, it's a beautiful question. I think each and every one of us wants to experience the joy of that abundant flow that connects us to, you know, the giving and receiving of the universe. Our creative gifts are indeed part of the giving and receiving. Aside from the so-called target in the outer world, just being in the flow of creation is a receiving from the universe
that
we then give back through our attention and our manifesting.
But it's the discernment, isn't it, Sri? It's that discernment of, and you mentioned this in the beginning, and I want to make sure we really talk about this, because it's the discernment of, how do I know that what I'm giving is not harming someone? In other words, how do I discern? Whereas maybe, and for example, let me get specific, right? So maybe you're thinking, and we talked about this, that unsolicited advice, right?
Yep.
You know, that you think, well, I better tell them this, or why aren't they this, or they should be doing that. Well, anytime you offer unsolicited advice, that's an easy one to learn. Don't do it. If they're not asking for it, please try to avoid doing it. And here's the greatest gift. When you offer unsolicited advice, the feedback will normally not improve your energy field. Let's put it that way.
No, they, even if people are quote unquote polite, there will be
an
energetic discord. That,
oh, yeah.
If you pay attention, you'll sense it.
Right.
You know, this brings us back to the beautiful perception and guidance from Archangel Zadkiel that he said, if you must use the word sin,
mm-hmm.
if there must be a sin, it would be to interfere with the path of another.
Or to let another interfere with your path, which sounds like giving and receiving to me, doesn't it?
It does. And it also sounds like unsolicited advice.
In yes. every way.
It sounds like when we're doing offering an unsolicited gift to somebody, are we interfering? That's something you got to ask yourself.
Well, and I love that because, okay, if there is but one sin, it is to interfere with the path of another. Take that. Well, to interfere with the path of another means you are giving something that has not been welcomed. And to let another interfere with your path means that you're allowing yourself to receive in something that is not supporting you, that is actually harming you. Yet on both sides of that coin, the giving piece or the receiving piece, you have allowed it to happen, and that's the discernment filter.
Absolutely, and this can get awfully nuanced in life. Because,
yet life is nuanced.
well, you know, consider for a moment that a parent may intervene in the actions or the environment of a child.
Yeah.
And the child didn't ask for it. However, it was done from love.
Well, and here's the key. In a parental relationship, right?
Yeah.
The parent is, this is important, the parent is giving support and guidance and receiving back the blessing of the child who is growing, who is still safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is important to discern. And that's why we're saying there's lots of nuances around this. But the greater discernment comes when we harm ourselves when we give till we're depleted because we believe that that must be done for us to be worthy, for us to earn our keep, for
there's
us to
a,
whatever.
There's a hidden agenda at work.
And this becomes really dangerous in a parental relationship.
Well, it certainly distorts the worldview of the child.
Absolutely.
And gives them more that they're going to have to
a lot more
work
power
through.
And control. Yep.
And this is why taking a moment to be mindful, what's my real intent here?
Yeah.
Whether you're just speaking words or whether you're about to act in some way, to bring your hand to your heart, for example, to pause and say, what is my intent? What
exactly.
What am I seeking through this? And am I seeking anything? And with that clarity, if what I'm about to do serves the expansion of love, good will result from it.
Only. And part of that expansion of love is the balanced receiving that for whatever you are giving, energetically, physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever, you are also in balance, that the giving and the receiving is in balance. And this is important. And this is where letting go of the expectation of an outcome becomes so important.
Well, expectations are another one of those let's just call them.
It's a thief of joy.
Thief of joy, and truly very seductive because.
Oh yeah.
You know, we have different layers. It's a little bit like that iceberg floating in the water. You
Uh-oh.
Know, you have your visible layer that you're interacting with people, and then there's that huge percentage that's below the waterline that could carry some expectations that you don't realize until the universe splashes around you a little bit. And you go, that wasn't the reaction
you're
I was looking for.
Oh, this is not good.
And then the clarity comes.
Absolutely.
And so expectation in all forms is a way of seeking to control.
Yeah.
And it's, of course, when we do, you know, when in the world of cause and effect, you do something, it you can understand a certain effect might happen. Well, that's different than the expectation.
Mm-hmm.
The expectation is where you're imposing a desired response versus allowing natural consequences or natural evolution to occur. It's taking it to another step where it's an imposition rather than a allowing of love. Mm-hmm. So, beloved ones, giving, receiving, and gratitude. You know, gratitude is that center point in between the cycle of giving and receiving.
Absolutely. It's the balancing energy.
It's what keeps it honest. When we're able to be grateful for the opportunity to serve, and we're able to be grateful for receiving whatever comes back our way, then we're creating harmony.
Well, you know, I'm just giggling, Sri. I'm reminded of what you talked about in the first part of the show, about as a 12-year-old when your family went to the food program and you were serving food on Thanksgiving. I remember many years ago when I was living in Albuquerque, actually before you and I even met, when I was working at, you know, what many call a soup kitchen, that I used to enjoy. We had, I was with a spiritual organization, and we were responsible for doing the meal and serving the meal to the homeless once a week, every week. And I remember enjoying it so much and interacting so much and feeling like there was so much coming back from the giving that I actually was in trouble for giving too big a portion. You know, I actually, because I was so happy with it. And I remember a few times people would come up and go, "Can I get seconds?" I'd be like, "Sure, you can." And it was such an act of, this is such a valuable thing to do and such a beautiful thing to do, that there was never a sense of giving too much. There was never a sense of this is a chore. There was only the sense of this is a balanced act.
Absolutely. And another gift that comes there is to be able to tap into the abundance of the universe.
Uh-huh.
When we're in the honest and sincere space of the giving and receiving, it does seem timeless, does it not?
Absolutely.
It does seem like there's
Absolutely.
An infinite supply.
Well, because we go into quantum energy and we lift. We actually get a lift and we actually receive from that infinite bounty of the universe. So we are being filled.
And being filled is indeed the energy of abundance.
In every way. And
the
can
question
you
is,
receive that?
What are you filled with?
Exactly.
Are you filled with the love, the joy, and the happiness of having been in a balanced exchange?
Or are you filled with remorse and pain and endless loops of tapes in your head and words that keep telling you why everything's going wrong and all the above? I mean, what's happening for you? And that's the question. Now, you know, Sri, we've got some other callers holding on. We could try. We're almost at the end of the show. You want to try and sneak in one more?
We can do that. Why don't we head to line one and say hi to Julie from Washington.
Hi, Sri and Kira. Namaste.
Hi. Namaste.
I've been waiting to get through. The call is just so perfect for me. The show is so perfect for me this week. I am in Oregon, staying with my mother. My father has been in the hospital for almost 3 months, off and on. And so much about giving and receiving is up for me. And I'm here feeling depleted before I've even started my day. I wanted to ask for mini soul reading and ask how I've become so aware of how much guilt I carry and how much remorse I have. I should have been here more. I should have been here sooner. I should have done more. How can I let that go and just step into that endless flow and abundance so that I can really be here for them both and give them the best that I have to offer?
Oh, Julie, Angel, I am so grateful you came through. I am so grateful we could sneak you on the air before we end today. Here's what's important to know. And I'm going to ask you to either turn down your volume or something. So I want to make sure this gets through clearly. Here's what's important, Angel. You picked your parents and your soul came in to offer them the gifts that you have given them throughout your life. And they have given you exactly what you needed to be who you are right now. You have both given and received perfectly. And in this moment right now, the greatest gift you can give them is to be the best you that you are, to love yourself, to forgive yourself, and to remember that this divine moment has given you the blessing of being with them now. So be with them now and know that this is the moment that matters. This is the gift that's yours to claim.
Forgive all hope of a better past and bring in all your love and presence right now and trust that that is enough.
You know, it really is, Angel. And just show them the blessing that you are and the blessing of the life that the three of you have co-created together. And this will resolve in beautiful ways. Fear not, love always. And we love you, Julie. Many, many blessings. I'm so glad we could sneak you on the air today.
Thank you so much. So many blessings to you both. Namaste.
Namaste, Julie. And you know, Sri, I can't think of any better way to close this show because we talked about this a little bit, about how it's that giving and receiving between our family relationships, our parent relationships, that are the ones that tend to really have a lot of expectation and attach us.
Yeah, and because we have had our human experiences, there's layers of learning. There's layers of resolution. And this is why it's important to simply move into present time.
Always.
And notice in this moment, I'm present.
Sincerity, love, and presence, the foundation of miracle manifestation, because it balances our giving and our receiving.
Absolutely. Beloved listeners, we're so delighted to have been with you today. And until we have the joy of spending time with you again next week, may you breathe deeply and trust that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.